Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. That stands for Doug Jen and Victoria. Dougie is traveling today, but in the meantime, the ladies taking over. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, happy to be with you. And boy, it to bring you up to speed just on what's happening, you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris launching their coronavirus task force team, so their administration's task force team, to start getting updates and getting up to speed on the coronavirus battle that's still very much on in this country. President Trump is out, and he has announced that he is going to be doing rallies to present the evidence he says he has about voter fraud and voter irregularities, including reading obituaries of people who voted in this last election. I don't know how well that's going to go, but if you think, again, if you think this is over, continues, it's going to continue. And all I can tell you is just sit back and, you know, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I mean, some of the obituary stuff, I know, and I'm not trying to, this is serious, obviously. We all take the election seriously. We take the process seriously. And I, you know, and if there's something that needs to be unearthed here that was something that was, you know, shady, I want all of that to come to the forefront. This, I don't think that we can have any, I don't want us to have any doubt moving forward. If this is going to stay in Biden's favor, it's very, very close. If it's going to stay that way, then let's make sure it's legitimately that way.
Totally. You know? I appreciate that, because from both sides of the aisle, I feel the same way. Look, did I want Trump to win? Yes, I want Trump to win, obviously. I've been a supporter for 4 years, but if it's Biden's to win, then obviously he should get a transition into the presidency, maybe one that wasn't even really given to President Trump, but he should get that because that's what we do in this country. But it's just about the free and fair election. And I've told you that before, Victoria, and I know you believe it. It's like, let's think about what's good for our country first, and then we can get into all the political mudslinging. So if there are claims of this, give it some air, give it some space, let the investigation happen. And I honestly think both parties, if we allow this and if we both just say, okay, we'll see what happens here, it's going to be better for both parties, because this was such a divided, almost down the middle election that no matter what, you're going to have 70 million plus people who are going to be upset about the outcome. And it's a lot. And so if you can do anything to gain confidence of those 70 million people, it's only beneficial for us moving forward, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what I like to think. This is one of the major hallmarks of what sets us apart from other countries. If you think about it, other countries have governments in place for much longer terms. Every 4 years, conceivably, we could have a brand new president every single 4 years. And that's if you think about it, that's a relatively unstable system, except that our system is planned and designed with all of the various branches of government that makes it very stable. And so transitions of power is something that's, you know, Americans, maybe we take it for granted, but that is something that is built in to a peaceful transition of power, separates us from when you see, like, in, you know, countries in South America, you know, who just can't agree, and they've got two leaders, and, you know, and all this stuff that happens, and rigged elections in Russia, and where Putin magically wins by this
every time.
And, you know,
and anybody who votes against them ends up poisoned on an airplane.
Exactly. So this is what separates us. So I want the whole process to be transparent, and, you know, the obituary thing, I know that's I've been kind of following what Rudy Giuliani seems to be the lead counsel on all of this, and so I know the obituary thing is a big thing for him. Some of those have already been debunked, where it was like the name, I don't know if you saw this, I forget the guy's name now, but there was a guy who would have been 118 years old and voted. He wasn't 118, he died, but his son has the exact same name and is very much alive and did vote. So it's, you know, there was a clerical error. They didn't put the third after his name. Instead of, like, junior, it was the third.
Right.
So things like that, that's not fraud. That's a clerical error. That's a typo. So those types of things I think we're going to find more of.
The only thing that makes that I think a little different is intentionally leaving voter rolls bloated. And in California, we have an attorney general who is not interested in cleaning up voter rolls. So dead people are on there. Once you move out of the state, you still stay on there. And that was one of the arguments that I had about universal mail-in, is that to have universal mail-in, which I'm not fundamentally opposed to, but you have to have it go hand in hand with an attorney general in the state that's willing to, a secretary of state within each individual state that is willing to keep up a tight voter roll. You can't just let people sit on there forever, because that's when you get an address getting 18 ballots. Like, literally, I know someone in California who got 18 ballots, sent me a picture of all the same address with all different names, and they had 18 ballots sitting there. And that's
people who had lived in that.
Yeah, people who had lived there, they didn't know that were not related to their family at all, but yet you're still getting those. So those instances, if we are going to proceed down this path of universal, we have to have a commitment for people to clean up the voter rolls, because you can't just have them sitting there bloated. Now,
That's true. That's a really good point. We live in an apartment complex. It's a village. It's actually a fairly large apartment complex. And to be honest, I was wondering if we were going to get someone else's ballot mailed to us, because we get other people's mail from time to time. Not all the time, but that never happened. And I don't know any – I've checked with some friends who live here, too, and I said, did you guys get, you know, any other ballots from other people mailed to you? And it didn't happen. So I don't know.
It seems like New Jersey is pretty well organized. Just from what you've told me, I've
been looking for fraud. Like, I've been looking for things to be wrong.
I guess my antennas are up because people have been sending me lots of stuff, and I think it's fine because I don't know exactly what to do with it. But people have been sending me, look at this. What should I do here? And I always refer them to the Registrar of Voters, because I feel like they need to take that up with somebody who can actually do something about it. But I've gotten so many instances of it. But from hearing what you said, and just listening to the media coverage over the last several days, I haven't heard much come out of New Jersey, so maybe you guys should be our prime example.
And I also Trump got a lot of votes in New Jersey, a lot, like way more than I thought he was going to get. So this is not just that, oh, we're just a blue state, and so, you know, miraculously all the votes, everything's fine. You know, it was really close. I think he got over 45% or something of the vote in New Jersey. So it was, you know, this is not just magical blue wave land that we live in.
Right.
Like, this is a place where President Trump did really well, and probably a lot better than maybe he even anticipated to do in New Jersey. So.
Yeah, he outperformed expectations, I think. I didn't look at the final results for New Jersey, but I have a lot of friends in your old home state of New York who said, he did really, really well in the state.
Yep.
So that's one of the stories going on. This continues. The rallies will be taking place. President Trump will be going back out on the road. But I thought it was kind of funny. There was a story about what Americans did on election night. And, we'll tell you about it. How much sleep did you get? And what were you Googling? What was America doing while we were all glued to those numbers coming in last Tuesday? We'll tell you as the DJV show continues. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal rate, points, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Fee deposit letter, license, and all 56, and all is consumer access.org, number 33.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Charlie's management team is currently a team of one.
Yeah, I got a meeting, but you keep up the good work. Can you fix that display for me? Did Steve show up today?
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Minutes past the hour. DJ V Show. Dougie is out traveling today. Jen and Victoria getting you through it. And I thought it was kind of interesting. I always love to see what people do. Like, if you could be a fly on the wall, like what people do on election night. And apparently there was a lot of stress eating going on because, according to online searches, Google Trends revealed a report on Twitter that showed searches for fries near me and liquor stores near me. And those two searches were at all-time highs on Election Day last week. So if you were stress eating or drinking, you weren't alone. People were looking for liquor stores and for French fries. Now, they also said that pizza and Chinese food both took the top spot in food searches during the evening of the election because people probably want to do takeout, right? So they could sit and watch all those results come in. And top trending on all of Google searching in the U.S. in the days after the election, exit polls, which failed miserably, live election coverage, totally Chinese food near me, who won the election today, you guys are really smart, and election coverage. So those were the top searches on Google. And according to another poll, sleeplessness was a side effect, I know for me it sure was, of the presidential race on election night. Americans lost a cumulative total, this is estimated, of 138,833,045 hours of sleep on the evening of November 3rd. Now, enough about me. The rest of you lost some sleep, too.
Right.
They said that on average, each citizen probably lost about 25 minutes of sleep on election night, so the total being 138 million. And they say that the average resting heart rate increased by 1.4 beats per minute as Americans watched voting results. How funny is that? People were really amped up about this and not sleeping. Now, I just lost sleep, not because I was overly stressed. It was because I just was watching. It was such a late night that I think many of us stayed up late watching those results.
Yeah, we had to get up the next morning to do the show here, but I stayed up probably till like 11:30 on election night, and which is way, way late for me. So I lost about an hour and a half that night. But, you know, it was just, even though we knew that nothing was really going to be decided that night, you know, but we saw the red wave that was, you know, that everyone said would happen on election night because of in-person voting. And then we knew there were so many ballots that needed to be counted. So I don't know why everyone wasted good sleep, but we all did. And we
I still question why they
drank.
Stopped. Oh, see? So you drank and had pizza.
Oh, yeah.
You checked all
we
the
drank and had
and
pizza.
Lost sleep. I just don't know why they stopped counting it. That's another issue. When we look back about best practices, you got to start counting and keep counting. And I don't know. I think all you do is just make people question the process. All right. It is 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get those leg warmers on, Victoria. Here we go. I can see you over there.
Jazzercise.
Oh, I used to love Jazzercise when I was a kid.
Really?
Oh, my God. I used to go with my mom.
I've never done it. I know what it is. It's like the Jane Fonda kind of stuff.
Well, in the 80s, you'd go to Jazzercise, and they would play all the latest Janet Jackson stuff, and it was so much fun. Holy
smokes.
All right. It is 24 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Dougie is out. We do music news right now, and I like this. I could totally get behind it. This is Kelly Clarkson, and she has brought back disco by covering Donna Summer's hit, She Works Hard for the Money, for her talk show. This is the latest Kelly-Oki segment that aired this past Friday. Let's hear it. Phil, crank her up.
She's so good.
So good. Wow.
And the thing is, this is not in a studio, like a recording studio. This is her with a band on the show.
I know. Like, she has got such an amazing voice. And I hope
no
she gets
this
song out.
Like, this is just her raw talent.
She should add this to her repertoire because it's pretty good and it's a lot of fun. The song fit the theme of the hour. It was Restaurant Resurgence, Salute to Servers. And apparently Donna Summer found inspiration for the song when she met waitresses, a hardworking waitress named Onetta, at the West Hollywood restaurant so famous called Chasen's. The story goes that Donna went to the bathroom, saw the attendant taking a nap with a small TV on. Donna startled the woman from her nap, and the woman told Donna she worked two jobs and was really tired. Donna thought to herself, wow, she really works hard for her money. And so she wrote that song in about 20 minutes that same night using that inspiration. She even mentions the waitress by name in the first verse when she sings, Onetta there in the corner, stand by. She works hard for the money. Peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1983. Summer danced back to the Billboard charts this year with the reimagining of Hot Stuff that reached number 9 on the Hot Dance Electronic Songs chart last month. And so she's making news, but certainly Kelly Clarkson with this cover. Amazing.
I think anytime there's a tribute to someone who's famous or, you know, who has passed or whatever, you always want to have Kelly Clarkson in there.
I guess
her cover. I, like, to me, Kelly and Miley, can cover anything. Like, they can sing the phone book.
And, yeah, I love Miley's sound. But there's something, the clear crispness of Kelly Clarkson's voice makes it really easy for her to do multiple genres, I think. Mm-hmm. Because she doesn't just have a certain sound where you go, oh, she's going to be a classic rock singer or a country singer. I mean, she floats effortlessly between genres because her voice is just so good and pure and strong. Holy moly. She's still got it, that's for sure. All right, we move on in music news to the Guitar Legends benefit concert lineup. Victoria, tell us about this. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, this is the fourth annual Guitar Legends benefit concert. Obviously, because of COVID, it's going virtual this year, like so many other things. But they had a trailer that they released, and it shows Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. He is the host of this. So it's a really great lineup. Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Big and Rich, Tedeschi Trucks, Mike Love, from the Beach Boys, Kenny Loggins, Julio Iglesias Jr., Kev Moe, the Bacon Brothers, haven't heard much from them lately, Lindsay L., and Larkin Poe. And so all of these amazing artists are going to be performing, and you're going to be able to see this throughout this whole week. It's going to stream on NBC's Peacock, it'll be on Fox, ABC, CMT, MTV Classic, Armed Forces Network, and Axis. You can also watch it on if you just want to do the online version, it'll be on YouTube, Amazon, and Apple TV as well. So this is going to be a really cool thing. And the best thing is, all of the proceeds go to a bunch of different military and veterans nonprofits. So it's great music for an even greater cause.
The DJ V Show Music News is 28 minutes past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
At Lowe's, we're giving a special thanks to our pros during our Provember event, now through November 25th. We have deals and events, plus credit programs that work for pros. We're offering everyday 5% savings on eligible purchases. Plus, through March 31st, 2021, 60 days promotional financing on your Lowe's business account, or extended terms on eligible account receivables. Learn more in-store or at lowesforpros.com. You'll see why we're the new home for pros. Subject to credit approval, terms apply, U.S. only.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 3030.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Attorney William Barr has told federal prosecutors across the country to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities in a memo leaked to the Associated Press. He says, I authorize you to pursue substantial allegations of voting and vote tabulation irregularities prior to the certification of elections in your jurisdictions. The memo was sent to U.S. attorneys, assistant attorneys general for the Criminal Division, Civil Rights Division, National Security Division, and the director of the FBI. President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday. The president wrote that he has appointed Christopher C. Miller, whom he described as highly respected director of the National Counterterrorism Center, to be the acting defense secretary. Two White House officials said later on Monday that Mr. Trump was not finished and that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, and Gina Haspel, the CIA director, could be next in line to be fired. Democrats said it was a volatile move. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Monday night football matchup came down to the wire as the Patriots beat the winless Jets 30-27 with a late field goal. The Jets are now 0-9 for the first time in team history. Jets quarterback Joe Flacco says the team needs to move forward.
You know, we're 0-9, so we're dealing with, you know, a lot of those right now, and this is just going to be something that adds to it. I think we've done a really good job during the week throughout all of this of keeping our heads up and taking it one day at a time. So I just, you know, it's going to be the job of the coaches and a few guys on this team to make sure that we continue to have that mindset moving forward. As tough as that might be, there's 7 weeks left in the National Football League season. So if you don't come to work and ready to go, this league will make that very long and very tough for you to survive. So we have to keep our heads up and play this thing out the only way we know how.
The Jets aren't guaranteed not to lose next week. They have a bye week and won't play. SpaceX crew Dragon Resilient spacecraft and Falcon 9 rocket, stretching 215 feet long, are ready to roll out to Pad 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in preparation for Saturday night's launch to the International Space Station. The famed launch pad is where Apollo 11 moon mission took off in 1969. The mission, named Crew 1, will deliver astronauts Mike Hopkins, Victor Glover, Shannon Walker, and Soichi Noguchi to the orbiting outpost for 6 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sneeze, good way to start the hour. Or the half hour. Sorry about that. 34 minutes past the hour. DJV show. Dougie is traveling today. The ladies are taking over. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, we are here. And some good news for, well, at least it seems like good news. We can be guardedly optimistic about it. It's not election related. It is coronavirus related. And it seems that the people at Pfizer, because of the spike in coronavirus cases, have been able to expedite their tests on the vaccine. So I guess that's a silver lining to people getting sick so frequently over the last several months. And they say that they've got a new vaccine that's about, it has a 90% efficacy rate. Victoria, tell us about it, because this is making people take a deep sigh of relief.
Yep. So this is data that they have just published. This is their late stage vaccine trial. And so this is the U.S. pharmaceutical Pfizer, and they are working with the German biotech firm called BioNTech. And so together, they say that this is 90% effective. The scientists were basically hoping for a vaccine that would be at least 75% effective. Dr. Fauci, who looks like maybe he's going to keep his job, not sure. No one's mentioned Fauci in a couple days.
We'll see.
But, yeah. So, but Dr. Fauci had previously said if we could get a vaccine that was 50 or 60% effective, that that would actually be deemed acceptable. So if Pfizer's correct and this is 90% effective, that is really great news. It is such good news that actually the Dow jumped 1,200 points at this news.
Wow.
So, yeah, we can see how, you know.
That's my expectation because, again, we're not doctors or lawyers or financial people. But I think we've both agreed, Victoria, depending on how the vaccine is done, whether if it's like a flu shot, you can't promise that it's going to be 100% effective
right.
because the strains mutate. But
right.
90%, and I think I kind of expected it to be more along the lines of that, but if you can get something that is actually 90% effective, that's really good news, especially for those who are, you know, I have friends right now who are immunocompromised that need to have this vaccine done pretty quickly, and I think that'll be a big relief for a lot of those people who have just been waiting for this.
Yeah, here's a little bit of downside. The way that this vaccine works, and this is all part of the data that they have now published, essentially, protection from COVID-19 is achieved 28 days after the initial vaccination. It's a two-dose schedule, so that's still quite a lag time. It takes basically a month for it to kick in. And we're now in November, you know, we're seeing huge spikes, more than we've ever seen since the virus began in America. So that's not great news in terms of making people wait at least a month to be protected. But hopefully maybe they go through more trials or maybe they tweak it as we get into 2021. And as this gets, you know, sort of as it, and I know there's going to be a hierarchy of who gets it first. I think first responders, doctors, nurses, and then I think teachers and students are the next level. This is sort of how they're thinking about it right now.
Right.
And then we've been hearing about the military coming in and having the military oversee it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's going to remain the plan if Biden moves forward and gets inaugurated in January. I'm not sure. But like you said, you know, we'll know more about his coronavirus task force.
It would still probably be the quickest way, I would imagine, unless you bring – I mean, I don't know what other way you could do it faster. I mean, people get scared because they're like, oh, it's the military, it's tanks. But they actually be deployed probably even in just – you know, regular clothes going out and having the manpower in one spot,
right.
I think is the reason to use the military. So,
I mean, will this end up in every CVS like the flu shot? And I don't mean just CVS, but every pharmacy?
Probably the end goal, right? But I think I think most likely you're going to see that hierarchy. And I think the Trump administration's been pretty consistent about it and the Biden administration both talking about how it would start and kind of filter down to the people who
right.
need it the most. And even if it's a two-dose system, I mean, we're already doing semi-quarantine. I mean, people are now used to this. Do we want to do another month? But if you got one dose and then just had to be extra careful till you got the other – I mean, in the long run, it still seems like a pretty positive move, a step in the right direction.
Do we think that the task force, the existing one and the new Biden one, they're going to work together, right?
I would think they have to, but
Dr. Birx,
sure.
Dr. Fauci, I would assume Mike right. Pence, right? I mean, people
yeah, and the
know.
Other, and Biden has already named his, and one of them, there's three, there's one woman, and I can't remember her name, but the other one was the former Surgeon General from Obama. He's on there. And then there's a third person who are going to be leading it. Names that wouldn't necessarily jump off the page at you that are
right.
familiar, that have been part of the process so far. But yeah, you
somebody from Ebola, right? From the Ebola
yeah.
pandemic, right? Okay, yeah. Well,
so
that makes sense.
I think they get them up to speed quickly. So
yeah,
that's going on. In other health news, and this one is just killing me. Diet drinks, Victoria, really? Can't we just have our Diet Cokes? Every once in a while I need one. There's no replacing it, but diet drinks may be as bad for your heart as sugar-sweetened beverages. I mean, they really have to ruin everything, these joy killers.
This is a bad one, though. I know. This made me nervous for you because I know you like Diet Coke.
I do. It's what I have in common with President Trump. You know, we have our Diet Coke fix. Apparently, he drinks like 8 a day. I do not. I drink maybe a couple a week. But according to nutritionists, they blame sugary drinks for a lot of health problems. So many people with a thirst for sweetened soda have switched to diet versions to avoid the extra calories. But I guess they're not much better for your heart, according to new research that found those who drank lots of beverages with artificial sweeteners had a higher risk of heart disease, just like people who consumed lots of drinks with sugar added. The findings are based on data from almost 105,000 people in France. Well, that's your problem. You're dealing with the French. Who were following for 10 years, starting back in 2009. For each drink category, sweetened and artificially sweetened, the participants were divided into three groups. They had the non-consumers, those who abstained from sugary drinks. Then they had the low consumers who drank about 1.5 ounces a day. And then the high consumers who drank about 6 ounces a day.
That's not even
that's
one
nothing.
Can. That's half a can.
Really
so
strange.
If you think about people, and I know plenty of people who drink diet soda all day long.
Right.
It's like their caffeine fix. They don't drink coffee. They'll just drink diet soda. And so if you think about it, you know, if you drink multiple cans a day, think about what it's doing to, for your heart health. I mean, this is, and these are high numbers. They found that the people in the low consumer and high consumer groups, basically any consumption of diet soda, had a 20 to 32% risk, higher risk of cardiovascular disease. That's nothing to mess around with. And also, in other studies have shown that diet soda also raises the risk of stroke and dementia. That's a separate thing to worry about. But and it also doesn't help anyone lose weight. I think everyone knows that, though, right?
This is
garbage. You're drinking diet soda.
Yeah. No, I don't ever think of diet soda as, like, a health food. Truly, I know a lot of people switch from regular Coke to Diet Coke or Diet Soda. That's never been my personal thing. I've always liked the taste of Diet Coke a lot better than regular. Regular Coke to me is too syrupy. It's just gross. So I've always liked the taste of diet better, and that's why I choose it. But I know it's not good. The thing that kind of gets me is that you have the same impact it has the same impact on your body as the sugar, even though you're not consuming it. So is that because, and I don't know, I would just be theorizing here, because I've read that the artificial sweetener will make your body spike just like it does for regular sugar, even though you're not getting the calories,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Your body reacts the same way to the artificial sweetener. So your body doesn't know that it's not real sugar. And that's part of the problem here, is that your body is still treating it like you're drinking regular soda.
Back to the bubbly.
I'm sorry.
I didn't totally think of
you when I saw this study, and I was like, oh, man. I'm like, Jen's got to give up the diet soda.
You know what's not bad for you, though, is that frozen hot chocolate is back at Dairy Queen.
Totally good for you.
It's totally fine. Chocolate is good for your heart. It's an antioxidant. That's at least what I tell myself. But, yeah, Dairy Queen bringing back the frozen hot chocolate for the holiday season. Hot chocolate is, like, one of the most popular drinks for the holiday season. I don't think that's unusual or argued by many. And most people that drink it will drink it hot. But now, I maybe blame it on Serendipity in New York and the movies.
Totally.
They do frozen hot chocolate, and this has caught on. Where
it's their signature drink, yep.
Yeah, where Dairy Queen has now done frozen hot chocolate. You can get it in small, medium, and large. And it's rich cocoa fudge blended with soft serve, yum, and garnished with whipped topping. That's up on the Dairy Queen website. You can see pictures of it. But Serendipity, to me, is one of the best experiences that you can do in New York when you go to enjoy Christmas.
Definitely.
There. It's so much fun. It used to be that you could sit indoors. I don't know what they're doing right now, but it's so just adorable in the way they've decorated it. And then you get that big frozen hot chocolate. You should tell them how it is, Victoria, because for people who haven't been, it's awesome.
The frozen hot chocolate makes no sense. And I remember being a kid when the first time I went to Serendipity. And like you said, Jen, the line is out the window. You know, it was out around the block. Like, it's crazy. People, you know, it's such an institution in New York, but it is worth it. If you can wait on the line and go in and have lunch, the food is really good. It's all like kind of comfort food, American classic food. And then the frozen hot chocolate, it's this big, big mug that comes out and with a straw. And it's just the flavor of hot chocolate, but cold. And so it's not like frozen. I shouldn't say it's not just cold. So you're not just like drinking
it's
hot
slushy.
Chocolate that went
it's
cold.
It's like slushy.
It's like slushy. It's like a big dessert, and it's so good. It's just that's their signature. And I even love the movie Serendipity, which
is
holiday movie coming up. So we're starting to get all of our Christmas stuff ready.
All right, we have some other news coming out of the election. We'll bring you up to speed. It is the DJV show at 45 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, license fees may apply, call for cost information and conditions, deposit letter, license in all 50 states, and LLC, through access.org, number 330.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
Sale alert at Banana Republic Factory. Take up to 75% off everything, plus an extra 40% off. Save on comfy faves like cozy sweaters, soft hoodies, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. The Friends and Family event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50% off everything right now. Plus, shop new doorbusters, including our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt from $20. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com now through November 12th.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Dougie is traveling today. So me, Jennifer Horan, her, Victoria Keelan. We're all together and talking about some of the biggest news. And we now know that Joe Biden, if everything stands after the next crazy couple of weeks, will throw out the first pitch at Washington Nationals Stadium to open up the baseball season, which apparently might happen. Maybe. We don't know if there'll be baseball. But if there is, darn it, Joe Biden will be there to throw out the first pitch in 2021. As a president-elect, he'll be president at that time. And so that's kind of fun news. It's always nice to see the Nationals bring in some of the presidential picks. President Trump and Jimmy Carter are the only two presidents to not throw out the first pitch at the Nationals stadium. So there
What's
you go.
What's the reason Jimmy Carter didn't? Because, I mean, we know that Trump had the scheduling thing and whatever, but, like, isn't that weird? Only two presidents have never done it?
Got to get ready. Got to get that throw, Joe. I mean, that you don't want to embarrass yourself, so you got to practice. Like George Bush did after 9/11. Exactly. It's the DJV show, 51 minutes past the hour.
Just beat it, beat it, beat it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Divvy program, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Tom Kreidler, who is the award-winning podcaster, broadcaster, cook. He's a terrific carpenter. He managed to invent, along with Elon Musk, the space... What is the space thing? All that good
it's
stuff.
It's not April Fool's Day, Doug.
Fabulous. No, it's November Fool's Day, as a matter of fact. So... a lot of things going on here. The fact that folks can write into you that listen to this program to ask for specific questions to be answered. Yep. Here's Jessica, who's got a dishwasher problem. When she uses a dishwasher, Tom, dishes sometimes come out dirtier than when they went in. No. What could be causing that?
So a couple of things could be happening here. First of all, there's a sensor in a dishwasher that's called, fancy name here, this is like the Scrabble name, turbidity sensor. I'm not sure how many points you get for that in Scrabble, but it's a good word, turbidity. And basically it means how muddy the water is. There's a sensor in the dishwasher that senses that. It determines how dirty the water is in the dishwasher that's coming off your dishes, depending on, you know, how much gunk you got on there. And it adjusts the cycle based on that. So that could be causing it. The other thing is that you just might have an issue with it not draining properly. And to fix that, you generally have to take the arms, the spinning arms out of the dishwasher, and you will find in the bottom of the dishwasher a lot of gunk that could be blocking the little coils or ports where that water drains out. And I'll give you a trick of the trade for getting rid of that. If you happen to own a wet, dry vacuum cleaner, a shop vacuum cleaner, you could actually vacuum out that gunk from the bottom of your dishwasher, and it's easier than trying to scrub it out because the vacuum just lifts it up and puts it right in the bag or the
vacuum.
It's got to be a wet, dry vac, though, okay? Don't do this with your normal house vac, or it'll be a big mess.
An industrial sort of vacuum.
Like a shop vacuum.
In a manner of speaking. Okay. Yeah. Say, how's that beautiful bath sweepstakes going? I understand it's over this week, so how are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. We've got over 100,000 entries. So there's still a chance to enter today. You can enter up. I think it ends on Wednesday, and we're giving away merchandise credit from American Standard and Growy that's available through riverbendhome.com. $2,000 is the first prize, $1,500. So three winners for bath fixtures, faucets, and all sorts of cool bath stuff. You can get your bath renoed just in time for the holiday.
Movie. All right, and also the podcast is of note, Closet Organization, Gutter Guard. These people, there are a number of them in my area here in Massachusetts. It's Sudbury Gutter Cleaners and Insulation and Framingham Gutter Cleaners. How difficult is it really for somebody to put up their own gutters and, for heaven's sakes, to keep them clean?
Well, putting it up, you know, is more difficult than keeping them clean.
Yeah,
but we report on some really shocking gutter guard pricing scams that are going on across the country. You hear these companies on TV that promise you'll never clean your gutters again, and they're selling these screens for anywhere from the installation on these generally somewhere around $20 to up to, and I hope you're sitting down, $90 a foot. Ridiculous, ridiculous money. They try to get as much out of you as you can for gutter guards. And I got to tell you, if you want to put in a good quality gutter guard, you can go to Costco or you can go to Home Depot. You can order these micro mesh gutter screens. So the very same ones that these guys are charging all this money for less than about $5 a foot.
Yep.
Yeah. And so you don't need to pay for these gutters. And you know what? If you don't want to do it yourself, hire a handyman, but go buy the material directly. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous how they're taking advantage of people. So be careful of that. It is important to keep your gutters clean, though.
I'm putting an addition onto the back of my barn, a little apartment that's back there, and I knocked the roof down, and we went out to get the stuff that I needed. And I priced four different places. That is local lumber yards, sort of regional, get a little here and get a little there. And then I went to Home Depot. It's not an ad for Home Depot because I don't like normally the big box stores, but I saved about $400.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buying stuff.
And I'll give you a tip too, Doug. If you use the larger gutters, the ones that are the 5-inch to the 4-inch gutters, they clog a lot less.
Yes.
Almost
the
never.
Bigger the gutter, the less. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, less, the bigger the spout, you know?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Here's
moneypit.com/podcast.
Podcast, right. Moneypit.com/podcast. And the address for the contest?
Go to moneypit.com right on the homepage.
Right. Today. There it is. And you got the podcast episode, you got the Money Pit home improvement letter, the newsletter. That's at moneypit.com as well. All right, so I don't have time for another question. So get out of here. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, 59.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.